there's not so many dollars in the marketplace, hoping when there's not as much demand,
right,
that people are willing, you know, not to pay so much for it, and people stop paying so much for it, then the business people have to lower their prices.
Have to lower the price.
So it's hard on everybody, especially people
really
that need cars and houses and big things. Hopefully you'll do
right.
What you need.
I really think this is a bad time to buy a home or a car, new car, anything right now. I shall never forget how quick people come to their senses when they ran sugar up $6, $5. Wasn't very long before that sugar dropped back down. You know why? Because people quit buying. They just quit buying it and went to using a substitute, like Sweet and Low, and then they said that had would make you have cancer. They're going to kill
everything
over that
anymore.
So you really don't know what saved this day. To eat enough.
I tell us you can't drink water pretty soon. That'll give you something.
So I don't know. You just can't win believing. You just have to have hopes, I guess.
Would you ever identify cars by doors? That you might drive a four-door, but I drive a
two-door.
Cars that might have different seats in the front.
Mm-hmm.
Some have one seat that goes all the way over that hump. Would be called bench seats.
Yeah,
and then some of them have two separate seats. And they're...
Well, I've always called mine a sports car. They're same old seats. You know?
Bucket seats?
Bucket seats, and they're very hard to get covered for doing. I can't find them. You know, that's why I would have to have my car posted. Because it's got the bucket seats, it has the armrest, it's all over in the center. And you cannot find seat covers like that. They'll have to be tailored up, you know, anything.
Is there a type of car that a family with several children might own that has two seats and a large space?
Oh, yeah, they call that a station wagon.
What kind of trucks do you know about? Different sizes, maybe?
Well, I don't know anything about trucks too much because I've never owned one. But, I... see quite a few different kind of trucks, like a pickup, called a GMAC pickup, or either big decent, a short couple, they might call it, or the short, one is long and one of the short couple, decent. And then I've known about the one that you... my daddy used to call it a 2 or 3 ton truck that you haul peanuts on with the big body with the big flat to it, you know. I don't know what you would really call that, but I never owned a truck.
If someone had, a type of car movie stars often ride, and they're long and black and shiny.
And they are limousines.
And public transportation, that's usually a...
van, bus.
In the average car, the thing that the steering wheel hooks up to and runs all the way across the top, sometimes you set papers up there, you call that the
dashboard.
And down usually on the passenger side, there's a little space and you pop a button open. And a door follow them. You usually keep maps and different things in there.
I always call it the pocket of the car.